EU leaders are expected to grant the United Kingdom a short extension to the Brexit negotiation period at a summit in Brussels today, but only on the condition that the House of Commons ratifies the withdrawal agreement next week. Last night, the British Prime Minister Theresa May blamed MPs for the political crisis over Britain's exit, saying she would only seek an extension of the Article 50 process to June the 30th. The UK is due to leave the EU tomorrow week and has so far failed to ratify the exit treaty. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
With time rapidly running out, the EU is trying to exert maximum pressure on the UK to ratify the withdrawal agreement. Having spent the best part of 3 years declaring that Britain would leave at the end of March, Mrs. May now has to face the humiliation of seeking an extension because the House of Commons has rejected the agreement twice. However, EU leaders, including the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, are likely to attach a serious condition to the request. It will only be granted if Parliament ratifies the treaty. However, a third rejection next week is still very possible. Donald Tusk, the President of the European Council, who will chair the two-day summit, has suggested that if that happens, there could be another emergency meeting right on the eve of the exit date. In that situation, the EU could offer another extension, the date of which could be determined by the European elections. In other words, the EU could offer a short extension or a longer one, but only if the UK contests the elections. All options are now high risk. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
New Zealand is to ban all assault rifles and military-style semi-automatic weapons. The move, which has broad public support, was announced by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and comes 6 days after 50 worshippers were killed by a gunman at two mosques in the city of Christchurch. At a news conference, Ms. Ardern said the ban was just the start of the government's efforts to reform the country's gun laws.
The weapons available in New Zealand are only part of the problem, and loopholes with our current law continue to exist. On Monday, Cabinet will receive and consider further amendment to our gun laws. These proposals will, however, go through a more fulsome process. But be assured, this is just the beginning of the work we need to do.
Rescue teams in Southeast Africa are struggling to reach thousands of people still stranded by flooding after Cyclone Idai, in which at least 300 people are known to have died. Mozambique has declared a state of emergency, and neighbouring countries Zimbabwe and Malawi have also been badly affected. Mozambique's Minister of Land, Environment and Rural Development said the death toll in his country has reached at least 217. He said about 3,000 people have been brought to safety, but some 15,000 still need to be rescued. Aid agencies say it's one of the worst natural disasters to hit the region in decades. On this programme, UNICEF's communications director in Mozambique, Daniel Timay, urged people to donate to help charities deal with the humanitarian catastrophe.
Many, many people are, as we're speaking, still fighting for their lives, sitting on rooftops, sitting in trees. So our first priority now is to save these people, and rescue teams are out. Once these people then are safe, we need to provide them with safe drinking water, with shelter, with food, with medical supplies.
The PSNI says a 52-year-old man arrested on suspicion of manslaughter by detectives investigating the deaths of three teenagers in a crush outside the Greenvale Hotel in Cookstown, County Tyrone, on St. Patrick's Night has been released on police bail. The man was released late last night. Police say he will return for further questioning at a later date. A 40-year-old man arrested on suspicion of manslaughter remains in police custody. Events are being held around the world to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day. The Global Awareness Initiative is backed by the United Nations. Down Syndrome Ireland is launching a booklet and video which challenge outdated ideas about the condition. The charity says the new resources will provide an insight into the realities of family life with a baby, child, teenager or adult with Down syndrome in Ireland today. Now the time is exactly 5 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Operating tall machinery? Stay safe, stay clear of overhead electricity wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Mist and fog will lift this morning, but it may stay misty in some western and northwestern parts. Patchy rain will affect parts of the north and northwest at times, but it will be largely dry elsewhere. Rather cloudy overall, but some sunny spells developing in places this afternoon. Highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees in cloudy areas, but up to 16 or 17 Celsius where sunny spells develop. There's a warning that south to southwest winds will increase to gale force early tonight on Irish coastal waters from Valentia to Erised to Malinhead.